This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right there, man. It is a Pila Joseph together with a Soweto Gospel Choir, Betty Ikandlela. Definitely, they call this one a remake of Ikandlela. I mean, you and I definitely know the original of Ikandlela. And one thing I'm gonna say definitely about the first song, the first release, I mean, it took the nation, or rather everyone, by a storm. I mean, everyone was like, hey, have you had this song? Have you? I mean, moreover, I think more than it being a song, again, it's a prayer for everyone. I think it takes you back to Ekaya if you are people who actually practice such rituals, for instance. So definitely you're taking back into those moments, a beautiful song, again, a prayer rather. Maybe the people's prayer, the national prayer. I mean, I don't know much, but I have for you the person who's definitely going to tell us more about this song. He goes by the name of Phila Dlozi. He's a vibrant and extremely gifted guy. But you know what? He's saying, Shilugu, I don't want to say too much, but we have him on air. But Phila. How is Sunday? How is Sunday treating you? Definitely, we also doing very well. So, before anything, I think, see, what I know, I think people also know, is that we know Uphila, the one that sing Ikhandlela, you know, Osingu Nomthandazo. We know, I don't think we know you, but I think before we go anywhere, to a listener probably who doesn't know Uphila Dlozi, perhaps, probably you could tell yena ukuthi who exactly is Uphila Dlozi.
Phila Dlozi is a young man from Richards Bay. Ngaphandle nje kancane kwase Richards Bay kunendawo kubizwa ukuthi kwaSokhulu. Esizweni senkosi yakwaMthiyane. Ela engizalule khona. Umama nobaba. Ngwakamfeka isibongo. So ngafunda amabanga aphansi ezemfundo khona emakhaya. Then ngase ngiyasuka-ke ngayeThekwini la ngaqhubekisa khona amalokhuzana iy'fundozana amabangeni aphezulu. Then that's when I professionally started music.
So has music always been a thing for you, or it's something ekale usukhulile?
I mean, it's always like it's always been my thing ever since I was a young boy, primary school. I remember I was part of the, you know, cultural activities at primary school. I was once a choir leader. And right after that, you know, the teachers that were, you know, helping us with, you know, putting together the choir, then they would often tell me, Uti, you've got a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
I see you, you know, doing big things in the future. You should, you know, really give this time, you know. And that's when I knew. And ever since I've been curious and I've been, you know, doing music.
Okay, you now in Johan, you definitely based in Johannesburg, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So you moved from Richards Bay and then to Durban. I want you to take me, you know, from the move from Durban, you moving from Durban and going to Johannesburg, to actually now work on this journey of yours called music.
So ukumuva kwami eRichards Bay I auditioned for one of the biggest, you know, gospel groups in the country. They're hosting auditions at Bangeni Casino. I go audition and Bangtande. Then because the group is based in Devon, then I had to relocate to Devon.
Yeah.
You know, to make things easier, you know, for rehearsals and everything. Then I moved to Devon and That's when I went to Umlaas High School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went to Umlaas High School, and then Umlaas, then I opened another, not, you know, I found boys at school. Then they already had a group called Brothers Musical Group.
Oh, so they were also singing.
Yeah, they were also singing.
Okay.
So then I joined that group, but I grew that group into something that was, you know, into a brand. I became the conductor and the songwriter for the group. Then, you know, because I have this thing in my heart, you know, something, I have this thing I wanna achieve, you know. Everything just felt, you know, I kept, you know, wanting more and more. Then I started busking in the trains. A train from Zwelithini to Ebreya station. Sometimes I'll go to Bridge City and come back to Durban station,
Okay.
just, you know, singing on the trains, you know. And I got tired of that, and then I decided to go outside and then start busking outside, you know, Workshop, Gateway, Suncoast Casino, you know, all those
I
places.
think when you're talking about busking out outside, I just remember that I was looking through your video. I think you had a drum.
Yes.
Yes, you had a drum, and whoa! I mean, that was a powerful video. You're still kind of young at that time, but I came across that video, you singing the, I mean, powerful voice, I must say. You have a very, very powerful voice.
Thank you so much, Nabonga.
So going now, so you know what? Let me bring you back. I played the remake of Ikhandlela, the
Yes.
one that has Isoweto Gospel Choir. But before I get to a question which it actually includes Isoweto Gospel Choir, I just want to know, just take me the story of the release of Ikhandlela, which is people call it the national prayer or the people's prayer. I just want you to take what was the thought? How did the song Ikhandlela actually come about?
Well, ngaba nenhlahla ekuzalweni kwami, ngaba nenhlahla ukuthi ngibe nesiphiwo sokukwazi ukulalela idlozi noNkulunkulu malikhuluma.
Oh, okay, I get it.
And I've always had a close relationship with, you know, those two spirits, and when they speak, I'm able to listen and interpret what
What they're saying.
they are telling me. Then, ever since I started making music, basically what I sing about is things that I get from these two spirits.
Okay, so basically they guide you. They actually guide you.
Yes.
Okay.
And Ikhandlela, I definitely got it from them. And I believe that everything that I've been saying and everything that I'm still going to say, it's exactly what they want me to say and what they want the world to hear and experience.
Yes.
So for me, the making of Ikhandlela, it was not made overnight. It was made, you know, 3 years before it was recorded and released.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so I started singing the song and playing the song 3 years about 2022, and then we only recorded this year,
This
recorded
year.
this year and released it this year.
Well, I think upon hearing all of that, I think as much as we embrace the song, I think when we listen to the song, for me rather, let me speak for myself. When I listen to this video, I feel at home. You understand? And it's now hearing you, it's as much as we regarded it as a special song, but yet again, now you telling me this, it makes it more special, because when I listen to the song, I feel at home. The reason why I say that, it's because the things that are being mentioned on the song, it's some of the things that we grew up doing. You understand? So, Ms. Kuluma Ngikhandlela, obviously we pray, we pray to God. So, it's an infusion of izinto, basically, enkhule ngazo, you understand? So, mekuthiwa kukhanyiswa ikhandlela, there's different candles, but ngiyasho ukuthi mekukhanyiswa ikhandlela, sikhanyisela ikhandlela lokuthi. And the first time I heard this, I didn't have words. I was like, who is this? I want to. Have you guys heard the song? It touches a lot on umuntu, and it's a very spiritual song, and I totally agree with that. And I mean, I don't have the words. I mean, I have the words for the song inside, but I think it's a matter of interpreting what the song. But all I can say, it's a very spiritual song. It makes me feel at home. I feel exactly how you feel when you sing this song. Because, I mean, your voice in that is very powerful. It's a very powerful voice. I mean, it commands. Like, it literally commands to be listened. A very beautiful song. Now, we have the remake. So, how did now the color... I mean, you released the song, We Fell in Love. But now, how did the collaboration between you and the Soweto Gospel Choir actually, like, come about?
Well, number one, it's just, you know, about understanding that, you know, prayers of this magnitude, it's not a personal prayer. Its power can be realized, and it can be more powerful if we pray as a unit. Every prayer is more powerful if you pray as a unit compared to when you pray by yourself. And I then sat down and, you know, I was like, Soweto Gospel Choir, I've respected them. I've loved them ever since I was a young boy. And this is they are just perfect to get the message I want to get across. They're the perfect people to collaborate with.
In order
and
to.
I told my team, this is what I want. And they made it happen. They reached out to Soweto Gospel Choir. Next thing, we're in studio, we recorded the song.
Wow. I remember before it actually came out, don't kill me for this, ne? It's not a good thing. So I remember, it was a few days after I sent an email, because I was like, you know what? Because I remember when you were here, when you had a show, a Playhouse, I was like, I need to get him. And I was like, God, I was so not okay, because you were actually leaving on Sunday. So I couldn't get you. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to give up. I'm definitely going to try again. I remember a few days after I resent an email again. I was like, no, I definitely need Peter. Even if it's telephonic, I just need to hear from him. You understand? And then after I sent that email, I remember... On that day, I was actually watching you live on TikTok. Like, I was in your live on TikTok. I was like, you know what? Let me resend this email. Probably something good can literally come out of it. You know, I remember I was like, shh. And then I was like, you know what? Let me send a text here on the live. I was like, I just sent an email requesting you for the show. And I'm like, yo. And I'm like, yo, is this the right thing to do?
I mean, you better take your chances whenever you
feel. Yes, I was like, you know what, let me take my chance, because now you live and you cooking, and I'm like, okay, he's cooking, he's relaxed, definitely something good is gonna come out. And then before the release of the remake, obviously I was actually watching the live again. I was like, okay, so there's a release. I was like, okay, I'm definitely gonna get it. I mean, I remember, I think, I don't know if it's the first one or the second one, we were talking about some, I think, okay, I mean, if you're listening, guys, come on, we know this, you know that. But we were talking about indaba zokuchatha, but have you ever experienced omagumede? And we talk about how parents go siyama. It was that conversation. It was definitely that conversation. And I was like, yo, umano makumede. We knew exactly what today. Jemela umakumede. Definitely, we're going to get one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was like, you know what? Let me take my chance. But then again, I mean, it's a very beautiful song. Soweto Gospel Choir is a very talented choir. That we have is a very talented one, and I mean, without anything, they
hello.
Sorry. So they very I was just praising. So they're very powerful. It's a very powerful group, and I'm just so glad that when you actually reach out to them, I mean, everything worked well. Looking into today, are there any people that you actually wish to collaborate with when we're looking into the future?
You know, it serves no purpose, you know, to want understanding the person that I am.
Mm-hmm.
That none of my things are in my control.
Get it.
You know, whatever happens in my life is out of my control.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever I work with, it was done long before I came, you know,
mm-hmm.
to Earth. It was decided and made there. It was a decision that was made a long time ago. It's not because of my liking and my doing.
And you're doing.
You know, I've just learned to surrender to, you know, the forces that guide me on a daily basis. Then whatever they bring to me, I take and execute.
Totally understand. I mean, I'm one person who actually get it. I mean, despite from Ikhandlela, you have many songs installed. I mean, apart from liking Ikhandlela, I mean, I there's this song of yours called Unomthandazo. I think I like your Unomthandazo, my D. I think
that's one of my first singles.
Tell me, I know, like, how did the whole Unomthandazo song come about now?
Well, Unomthandazo was done 2020.
2020.
Yeah, back in 2020, and it was a collaboration between me and this other production house called Livelli Last Time.
Yes, Livelli.
Yes, so yeah, it just happened. You know, it was there, and it happened. You know, it happened too fast, and. it just came out.
Unomthandazo. Hey, but you know what? Before I let you go, before I let you go, I mean, probably there are people who are looking to, I mean, I always say probably people are having weddings, or rather are having, you know, a brunch where they need good music and with powerful people. How do we get in touch with you in the socials?
You can reach out to through my social media.
Mm-hmm.
On my bio, there's contact details, there's a phone number, and there's an email address. Mm-hmm.
you just send an email or call.
Definitely. So on his bio, there is a number placed in there for him. If you need to book him or anything, definitely just go to that page. There's a number there. There's an email. Just send the team the email, and then you definitely get Uphila Joseph. But you know what? Thank you so much, Uphila Joseph, for tuning into MUT Red and just sharing who you are, the type of music that you go for. And then yet again, thank you so much for availing yourself. But you know what? Before that, I don't want to leave you alone. You know, I always have nothing but good music. You know what? Let me give you Nomthandazo, the song that we're talking about that was released on 2021. It's a single, Nomthandazo by Phila Dlozi, Engambiete with Liveli. Nomthandazo by Uphila Dlozi. Sorry for the hiccup that just happened, but Uphila Dlozi, are you back? Hello? Okay, I think we're still having technical. Uphila?
Yes.
Okay, we're back. Yo, not me panicking for a second. I touched a lot of things here. I'm sorry. I was touching a lot of things. Now I'm like, yeah, I'm not even sure what's happening. But yeah, Luna. Hey, Jesus. But yeah, we were still talking about if people want to find you. Can you just explain that again? Tell them where they can actually get you.
Basically, you contact us through my social media platforms, Instagram. On my bio, there's my contact details, there's a phone number, and there's an email address.
Mm-hmm.
Then you reach out to my team, and they're going to assist you with whatever questions you have.
You may have.
And yeah.
Okay, so you heard, if you need Phila Dlozi, you go to his page, there's a number there, there's an email there, contact his team, and trust me, everything is going to be rosy, and you, probably if you have Iskala, you're going to get him, but I think over and over, Phila, I just want ubonga kakhulu for availing yourself on this Sunday. Probably you are busy, but you know what? Ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ukwazile ukuthatha isikhathi and just have an interview with me here on MUT Radio. We really, really appreciate it. You know what? Oh, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much. You know what, Phila? Have a very good day, and I hope you guys make sure that you stream Ikhandlela okwangempela, the remake. Make sure that you listen. Don't make us listen sort of sizwe ubukhona benkosi nabadlozi all alone, but you can also get a chance ukuthi uzizwe usekhaya njenganathi when we listen to this song. Thank you so much, Phila. Have a good Sunday.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Sunday.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.